Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, glad to have you here.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
That's my alarm to get down here to you all. I want to make sure I was here early.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the show.
It's Wednesday, which means we get to hear from old David Culley again. We heard from him Monday, and it was fantastic. And we got to hear.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right, and we got to hear from him again. And Clint, there's two big things that came out of the press conference. All right, we'll get to both of them right here. First, the press conference wasn't in person, Clint. The press conference was a Zoom call along with all of the other people who spoke to the media today. Other players who spoke. It was a Zoom call along with David Culley and Clint. The Texans were working virtually today, including canceling practice. They did not have practice today, which is what this is Wednesday, which is one of the full pad heavy days.
Sure, yeah.
A big day where you're installing stuff and getting ready for the Colts. They don't have practice today because they've got several players that have illness, but they are saying no positive COVID test at this point. David Culley said that earlier today, but everything is virtual, no practice today. So that's one of the big things to come out of today. And Clint, they need all the practice they can get to go up against this Colts team, which obviously puts them at a disadvantage Sunday.
Yeah, look, I mean, they are. It's already an uphill battle, right? They got a really good Colts team coming to town, a hot Colts team coming to town. I know they lost last week to Tampa Bay, but they're still a really, really, really good football team that's trending in the right direction. And the Texans are going to have their hands full on Sunday, no question. And today is a critical day. I mean, today is the day. Wednesday on the schedule. Tuesday's the off day. Wednesday is the first full day where you're implementing your plan, you're repping your base offense, you know, whatever it is you plan to carry into this week, you're repping it. You got the same run schemes and protection schemes and route concepts, but how do you want to tweak each one of them for this week's opponent? Today's a big day. Not practicing today is not, obviously it's not a good situation for the Texans, and you wonder if the sickness that is that's spread throughout the locker room, if it is as bad as it appears to be with them having to cancel practice, show it automatically.
Well, that's got to be bad, right?
Well, it takes you to like the illnesses that create this don't typically go away overnight. So you wonder, does it bleed into Thursday's practice and Friday's practice and things of that nature? So we'll see what happens, but this is definitely for a 2-9 for any football team. It's not good, but for a 2-9 football team, where every rep counts, yeah, this is a problem.
That's what I was thinking. If you're just joining us, the Texans, everything was virtual today. Their press conferences, players, coaches speaking, and they had to cancel practice today due to several players having illness. They're saying no one has tested positive for COVID at this point. But man, I was sitting there thinking this has to be. This has to be several players and a lot of people that they're concerned about for them to just shut down practice, to cancel practice completely, and right now there's no COVID. That's got to be the wonder, and stay right here on Sports Radio 610. Anything that comes out, if there are players who are going to have to miss, there is obvious, to me, I look at actions, there's obvious concern that they're canceling practice and trying to keep guys separate that potentially could happen, because it feels like you got to at least keep your eye open for multiple people being out, multiple things happening here, and the worst could be several guys test positive with COVID and you're really handcuffed in the next game. So we'll see, as you said, what happens Thursday and Friday. Will they have practice tomorrow? If they don't have practice tomorrow, then you're really looking at, like, okay, there's major, major concern happening with this team.
Yeah, absolutely, especially on the offensive side of the football. I mean, the offensive side of the football. Well, but, I mean, look, it's the reality of it is, even if you're a really well-oiled machine, your offense is the one that needs the reps with the tweaks and the different things you want to do offensively. When you're an offense that's put up about 250 yards total in the last two games, you're in a spot where, you need all the reps that you can get. And so, when it's all said and done, this could be a big time problem for the Texans. Hopefully, knock on wood, there's no COVID test popping over the next 24 hours.
Yep.
And hopefully they can get back in the facility and get back on the practice field and get the reps they need.
Clint Sterner run the show. Tyler producing this bad boy. And Clint, that was one piece. The other big news coming out of David Culley's press conference was, Monday he said they were going to have a meeting with Justin Reed later on that day. And we didn't hear from anybody yesterday because they were all out. Today, we have an update, and we know where everything stands with Justin Reed and the Texans. This was David Culley today about Justin Reed.
Yeah, David, you said you were going to meet with Justin Reed on Monday. Have you decided whether he'll start and play on Sunday?
He'll play on Sunday. Everything, we're moving forward. Back to business as usual.
How did that meeting go, and how do you feel that'll be?
It wasn't a meeting. We just said we're back business as usual. We're ready to go. He served his time, and we're moving on.
Well, Clint is back. Old 20 is back. Moving on. He served his time.
It's an interesting phrase.
Served his time. And
yeah. God, man.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Well, I was dead wrong. I thought Justin would be done. I thought Justin.
Oh,
well,
would... hey, Clint, it's just Wednesday.
Well, yeah, we got some work.
We got to get to Sunday now. We got to get to Sunday addressing it here.
Good point. But, I thought there was a really good chance that he would be done as a Texan. Yanking a player's helmet for a game Sunday, that's a big move, man. That's not just all back to business as usual.
It's very fair for you to have thought that it was it, because not only did they yank his helmet for this, he was clapping on back.
He was not
standing down. I am very surprised that Justin Reed stood down. That Justin Reed went along with whatever happened.
You wonder if he stood down or if they just literally showed up and they just went back to business.
Oh, you think?
It sounds like they're. I mean, that's the interesting thing about this with David Culley is, like, David Culley's been telling us since the post game presser, we'll meet on it at Sunday night after the game. We'll meet on it tomorrow and make a decision. Monday morning when he talks to the media, oh, we'll meet on it. We'll meet tonight and we'll make a decision. And then on Wednesday, all of a sudden, oh, ain't no meeting. We didn't meet on it. Oh, it's just, we're just moving forward.
There wasn't really no meeting.
So this is another one of those situations where the head coach of the football team appears to not have a plan because, you know, the first two times.
You think that happened, Clint? You think there's a possibility that Justin Reed just returned?
Yes.
And he's not had a conversation with Nick or Jack or anybody?
Yes. I think it's a possibility, yes. Do I think that he just walked in the building and went to his locker and acted as if, it was business as usual. Yes, I do. And
got dressed and just
absolutely. And David Culley decided, okay, I've pushed the envelope enough with my man. Let's just let bygones be bygones and move forward. Yeah, there's a good chance. I don't know. I mean, they you would like to think that they came in and didn't even need to include Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby, even though I'm sure it does. You would think, given what we know, that he'd simply come in, you meet with the head coach and say, hey, man, let's bygones be bygones. Let's move forward on it. I get it. I'll tone things down. I'll bite my tongue, and we can move forward. And you would hope that that's all it would take. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he didn't just show up. And as David Culley said, wasn't really no meeting.
Yeah, because see, that's why I was wondering if like where I thought it was very fair, where you were wondering, man, is this it for Justin Reed?
Yeah,
because it felt like to me what we were hearing and seeing was that there was going to be some expectation, like they got what they say standards and practices.
Yeah,
there's going to be some sort of expectation that he come to the table. And I don't even want to use apologize or whatever. Play ball is what I kept saying in some form or fashion. And it was going to be hard for me to see Justin Reed doing that. And when I heard David Culley say, no, he's back, business as usual, he served his time, that like maybe Justin Reed came in and was the good soldier. But that's interesting when you actually listen to what he said. He said, oh, there really was no meeting.
Yeah, I mean, if there were a meeting that included the substance of a player, you know, recognizing what he had done was wrong, and essentially assuring the coach that it wouldn't happen again moving forward, you would think that would be a meeting. You would think that would be worth noting, and I think it's pretty obvious that there was no meeting. David Culley said there was no meeting. And there's a good chance that he just walked back in, got his girdle on, put his old Texans hoodie on, and went to his meeting.
Served his time. And
jockstrap, you mean?
They don't wear jocks, man. It's girdles, man.
Is it?
It's tights. Yeah. Nobody wears jocks anymore, man.
You don't? It's girdles? Yeah. They don't call it girdles, though, do they? They call it what?
I don't know what else you call it. Tights with
the tights.
Yeah, they're but they got the pockets for the pads, and they got a little extra support in the old.
You ever heard it referred to as girdles?
I don't know tight.
I thought just tights with that they have the opening for the pad. You calling it a girdle?
That's what they call it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
When I think of girdle, it's what the lovely ladies put on underneath their dresses when they're trying.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys.
But I didn't
game changeness.
What is the reason for that? There was nothing for that.
That's a game changeness moment.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I'll give you
that. Look, Dick's Sporting Goods, 5-pad football girdles.
They call it
shop for girdles.
Really?
So you're going to buy a girdle at Dick's?
I'm sorry. I did not know that's what it was referred to.
They're not buying their girdles at Dick's. They're ordering them from NFL equipment, I'm assuming. But a girdle is a pair of tights that your pads fit, that have pockets for your pads.
Listen, you learn. Listen.
And they got a nice little pocket for your piece.
Show learns something new every day. I didn't know they were referred to as girdles. I thought they were just tights.
This is an educational show.
How old are you?
37 years old, man. What is
it? I'm just doing some math. I got 5 years on you. Were y'all still wearing like the old school jock strap when you were playing?
There were some. I didn't. I didn't play with a cup either. I couldn't move in it.
A cup?
Like
in baseball.
I ain't talking about baseball. I'm talking about football. You wear a cup?
I didn't. There were a lot of people on the team that wore their jock strap to put a cup.
Boy,
in.
This is a great start.
Really? You didn't?
I got to where I just wore pants too. I didn't wear the tights or anything. I went straight free. I went free Willie on that.
Oh, game. I was a D lineman. I've gotten ripped in the nuts before.
Oh no,
where
no.
I should have.
I've never heard of anybody wearing a cup.
Really?
Yeah, did y'all wear like at 37? Did you when you were in high school? Were y'all wearing the old school jocks or were y'all wearing girdles?
Some people did. Some people, yeah, I think. Yeah.
Well, but the question is, were girdles a thing or not?
Girdles
were not a thing.
They were tights. So I
did they have the pockets in them for the pads?
No.
Then it was not a girdle. They were tights.
They were tights.
Girdles. Hell, I was still playing wearing girdles.
People are texting in. They're called girdles. I didn't.
Wow. I want to do some research and just find out what it feels like.
I did not know.
Hey,
let's go in.
The best thing is,
let's go in and get a pair.
I'm down.
Both of them.
I bet they don't make girdles thin enough for your ass, Tyler. I bet them girdles would look like some old jean shorts hanging off you.
little ass booty ass, Tyler. Yeah, I did not know they were called girdles. By the way, that's weird. Text in. No, people didn't wear cups in football. I didn't. I couldn't. I tried
I've never heard or seen somebody wearing
a
cup in football.
Really? I tried it. Especially a lot of our O-line and D-line wore cups. I couldn't move.
Would y'all have a testicle problem?
I don't know. I just, I mean, I can understand. I mean, I was a low dog.
What kind of football are y'all playing?
Well,
there,
I was
man?
A low dog, dude. I would take a chance.
Y'all a bunch of old cup checkers up just, there during
the
game?
I mean,
what's going on T?
Listen, I would do a rip, and I don't care where it went. And sometimes that rip went.
I tell you what,
Ric Flair the hell out of
you. You're playing with serious leverage if you're ripped. If your rip is cup checking somebody.
You didn't have people grabbing areas under the pile.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff?
Not to a point where everybody needed to wear a cup to make sure nobody got hurt. I mean, what are y'all doing up there in Kansas City, man?
Shoot, protecting our nuts.
No girdles and a cup. Yeah. Do they have the little holes in it? Do they have little holes in it? The cup, too?
Coming up, no girdle, no cup.
I
guarantee you, Nasty Ass Jim.
Y'all are crazy out here. Y'all are crazy as hell out here in Texas. Nobody protected their nuts. All right. College football playoff rankings came out and Clint said he was slimy yesterday. Did we potentially see the first step of Brian Kelly's sliminess? We'll discuss that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, the college football playoff rankings came out, and no real surprise. We knew that the committee really doesn't respect Cincinnati. They made them fourth, even though, to me, it feels like Alabama, to me, should have fallen to fourth after their game against Auburn, where it feels like they were lucky as hell to win the game. But they stay there at three. Michigan goes in behind Georgia, who's unbeaten at one. Michigan two, Clint. And then Alabama three, Cincinnati four. And then Oklahoma State jumps up after they beat Oklahoma in Bedlam. They jump up to five right behind Cincinnati and then Notre Dame. So they jumped Notre Dame, even though Notre Dame was impressive and blew them out. In your mind, Clint, do you think there was a Brian Kelly effect in the voters' eyes?
I know there was. Oh, you I know, mean, there's no question about it. I mean, here's the truth of the matter is, Oklahoma State is not on the same level as Notre Dame from a brand standpoint.
Are they on the same level football wise?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. No, I think they've earned that, no question.
Gotcha.
But they're not on the same level brand wise. In no way, shape, or form does Oklahoma State jump Notre Dame to the fifth spot unless Brian Kelly quits on his football team. Especially when you look, Oklahoma State still has another top 10 game left that they would have to win. So you'd have all the reason in the world, if you're the College Football Playoff Committee, and they do this, they've done this, you got all the reason in the world to put them sixth, because you know if they win that ball game, now you can justify them jumping if you need to, because they had another top 10 win. So they jump Notre Dame with Oklahoma State and put Oklahoma State in the five hole and Notre Dame in the four hole. There is real Brian Kelly effect there. And this makes Brian Kelly look worse. It's making him look worse. To me, it's just proof of exactly what I've been saying of he's slimy as hell. That happened, right? And here's what I mean when I say I know it matters. Because last night, after the rankings came out, the chair of the playoff committee, I can't think of his name right now, but the chair, the head of the playoff committee, speaks to the media.
Mm-hmm.
And when he spoke to the media, he highlighted the principles that the committee use to select the top four teams in the country. And here's the principle. This is principle number two, right? The committee will select the teams using a process that distinguishes among otherwise comparable teams by considering. In other words, they're going to look at teams that appear to be same record, you know, similar schedule, strength of schedule, and how are they going to decide one team is, in this case, five and one team six, okay? One, conference championship one. The second bullet, strength of schedule. The third bullet, head-to-head competition. The fourth bullet, comparative outcomes of common opponents without incenting margin of victory. And here's the important one, y'all. Here's the fifth bullet under the principles that the committee use to select the final four, the rankings. Here's the bullet. Other relevant factors such as unavailability of key players and coaches that may have affected a team's performance during the season or likely will affect its postseason performance. It doesn't get any more black and white than that right there.
The fifth bullet.
The committee, in the process of deciding the rankings, they take into consideration teams not having certain players and not having certain coaches available that may or may not impact their ability to perform in the postseason. That's Brian Kelly to an absolute T. You want to tell me if knowing that's a fact, that this is an absolute fact. The chair of the committee outlined this, right? This is an absolute fact. Now you want to tell me that it's coincidence that Oklahoma State with the same record as Notre Dame and Notre Dame's their only loss is to a top four team with the same record and Notre Dame's brand is as strong as anybody's out there. You're gonna jump Oklahoma State? You're gonna jump Notre Dame with Oklahoma State and put them in a five hole? Come on, man.
No, I think there's a fair point, especially with it put in there as one of the bullets that they look at and judge things and make their decision with. I do also believe, like some of the earlier bullets, I think Oklahoma State has a case where they win there too. I think they got a case in terms of their wins. I think they've got better wins. Their wins over Baylor and Oklahoma are better than Wisconsin, and I don't know who Notre Dame's second best win is. They Army maybe, hell, I don't know. North Carolina, but I think that point and they're gonna play another game in the conference champ. They got a chance to win their conference.
Oh, well, I don't show. I'm with you on that. I don't doubt.
But they did cover themselves by putting that
bingo
in there.
Which I'm open for anybody out there that wants to go do the research and look back. Find me a time when an Oklahoma State brand jumped Notre Dame. When really you can look at what's going on at that particular time and you can justify Notre Dame being five, Oklahoma State being six. You're not jipping Oklahoma State any way you look at it, because if they go win the Big 12 like they should and get a top 10 win, now I can justify jumping them if I need to. This is, I think the rankings this week, although next week's are the only ones that matter, I think the rankings this week, the way they fell, and with this particular information coming out that we know the College Football Playoff Committee uses these principles, I think it's indicative of Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame. Here's the deal. This is what makes this even worse, because that's what I said initially, Show, is it's getting worse, right? This is what makes it worse. Yesterday, when we talked about it, this was kind of just being reported, and I wasn't aware of these principles and that it was so matter-of-fact, right? But today we know if Brian Kelly, if he really gave a rip about the players, right, Brian Kelly could have waited 7 days. 7 days, kept it under wraps for 7 days, let the playoff committee decide whether Notre Dame's in or out and where he's not a factor, and then left his team before the college football playoff started. He could have at least done that. Now, doing it when he did it, he gave the committee a reason to not let those players get in the college football playoff. He gave them a reason to keep those guys from having a shot to accomplish what they've worked their entire life to accomplish, simply because he couldn't wait 7 days. I think this makes it even a worse look for Brian Kelly than it was yesterday.
Well, see, I don't think it. Well, I think it'll help him, because I wonder how many people will view it at the end of the day. It'll be, oh, they're out. They didn't make it, because if Oklahoma State wins, they're going to be in over Notre Dame. They're already ranked ahead of them right now, and they would add another top 10 win, sure, for them. So they'll be in. So, like, well, it'll be like, oh, well, they didn't make the playoff anyway.
It's not that simple, though, Show, because Alabama's going to lose. I mean, odds are Alabama's going to lose, right? I mean, I could be wrong, but odds are Alabama's going to lose. So if Alabama loses, right, then Cincinnati's in, Michigan's in, Georgia's in, and you still have Oklahoma State would be your your four. You're right. Yeah, Oklahoma State would be your four.
So I think he's going to, like, it would have been real bad if they got in and they didn't have their coach. Like, that would have been really bad if they got in and he'd look real bad and they have to go.
If they get, so like you, what you're saying is like if Cincinnati loses, Bama loses and Oklahoma State and Notre Dame both get in,
then he'll look real bad. Now it'll just look like Lincoln Riley. Oh, he left.
Well,
he left and they're not.
Lincoln Riley, he done bounced in hell. He's taking half a Norman with him.
No, he is.
He done flipped the number one quarterback in the 2023 class. He done flipped him. I don't know if he flipped him, but the kid decommitted from Oklahoma.
Yeah, we'll see where he goes now.
Did you see the Oklahoma Compliance, their Twitter? Oh, it was so great.
That was good.
Oklahoma Compliance, their Twitter, they put the eyeballs like I see you and 100 behind it. Like they see that. He's out there. Because their top two receivers,
they're leaving.
I know one of them is. The other one is rumored to be entering the transfer portal. They got a former four-star tight end that was somewhat productive this year from 2019. He's been there a couple of years, I guess. He's hit the transfer portal. That quarterback.
Obviously, I mean, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
He hit it. We knew he was in as soon as he got benched. And this stuff is crazy. It's really, really crazy.
Spencer's going to end up in Ole Miss with Lane.
Yeah.
Unless Lane leaves.
Because Texas A&M won't take him.
We don't want him. Don't worry.
Okay. Davis Mills. All right. Is it his time? Is it time right now? The Texans are 2-9. Should it be Davis Mills' time right now? We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
People continue to text in, show nobody wears cups when they play football. Now, to be fair to the text line, I've seen several say yes, there were people who wore cups. And the way Clint and some of the people on the text line, like, that's insane to protect your nuts.
That's not a crazy thought.
No, I just couldn't move around in them. Not running backs, not the wide receivers, but guys who are in physical areas.
Right.
I'd protect their Johnsonvilles.
I think that's fair. I mean, I could barely move around in one in baseball and football. Yeah, you're moving way more.
You're taking shots. I don't think that's crazy at all. All right, but what is potentially crazy, Tyler, is I'm going to throw this out. Is it crazy that Tyrod Taylor's still playing? Right now, I mean, because right now you're 2-9. You're 2-9, and let's just be honest, you know what time it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what time it is. This is not going to any kind of space of, all right, man, maybe they're a dark horse. I think like the Miami Dolphins can lie to themselves and think they've got a chance to make the playoffs. Hey, they're 5-7.
Yeah.
Their next three, they got the Giants, the Jets, the Saints, and then they finish off with the Titans and Patriots. I don't know why I have the Miami Dolphins finish of their schedule memorized.
I was impressed.
That's really strange. It just rattled it off. But the Texans, they're not like the Dolphins where they're tricking themselves into thinking, well, we got a chance. All right? Like at this point, Clint, it feels like the question or the conversation should seriously be had. Is it Davis Mills time? Like, is it time for Tyrod Taylor to hey, man, thank you for everything you've done for us this year. Your time has stopped where we are right now with the season. It is time to see exactly what we got out of Davis Mills. Doesn't it feel like that?
Or? Yes, absolutely. There's no question about it. It's never been more obvious. The level of commitment to a few people in the organization is very, very interesting. But the level of commitment from David Culley to Rod Taylor is interesting at this point. I mean, I love what they're doing with Nico Collins. I love what they're doing with Brevin Jordan, finding out who they are, getting them good quality reps, not only for them personally, but reps that the organization can use to evaluate them. I don't know why at this point that same approach doesn't pertain to Davis Mills and you know, even to a certain extent, some of the second year guys, the Lonnie Johnsons of the world. I mean, hell, if they can't play, throw them in there. Throw them in there, fired. I mean,
they've gotten rid of some people. Yeah. It seems like to get younger guys on the field.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I was thinking through this as I was talking in terms of Lonnie Johnson. But there's a good throw Lonnie Johnson. We know who the other corners are in this.
Yeah, that's a good point to play corner.
Yeah,
yeah. Lonnie, we've seen him as. And I was liking seeing him and Terrence Mitchell in the game together.
Yeah.
Or him and Dez King in the game together.
One or the other. It's no different than the way they're doing the receivers at this point. I mean, you don't completely remove Chris Conley from the mix, right? But you do make it a priority to see Lonnie Johnson in there at corner. Ross Blacklock, I mean, he's getting a lot of run up front. Roy Lopez getting a lot of run up front. I don't understand why it only pertains to certain guys. And I don't understand the level of commitment to Tyrod Taylor. Now, I could understand when you went back to Tyrod Taylor at that point in time, coming out of the bye week, I could understand why you would go to Tyrod Taylor because the team, I mean, the production offensively was, I mean, there's some things you just need to do offensively throughout a season to keep the locker room from fracturing, probably the way that we've already seen it with the Justin Reed situation. I mean, you got to at least be competent, right? I mean, they were terrible offensively. So I see going back to Tyrod Taylor in that particular instance. But right now, you're sitting at 2-9. The schedule is weakened up quite a bit in terms of the defenses you're going to see moving forward. And you've given Davis Mills, I don't know, a month, maybe a little over a month to sit and kind of learn and evaluate, you know, what's going on with this offense and get more in the game mentally and not have to worry about physically going out there and playing. You got six games left, man. Treat him just like you do the rest of these young guys. Put them back out there and let's see if they can play. And let's find, more importantly, let's just find out who they are, right? And I look, some people say, well, you already learned some from Davis. Yeah, you did.
I was going to say, do you feel like 713-572-416, you could text in or whatever. I'm seeing these coming through. Do you feel like it's Davis Mills time? Right now, 2-9,
yeah.
It's roll time. And that's one of the things that's been coming through on the text line is we already know what we got in Davis Mills. He played six games. He's trash. I'm just reading from the text line. Have we found enough? Have we found out enough in your eyes, or these last five, six games, whatever's left? Is there more you can find out? More you would want to see out of Davis Mills?
Oh yeah, there's plenty more. Yeah, there's a lot more you'd like to see. I don't know if it's in there or not.
Yeah.
But I would use these four games to find out. I mean, these six games to find out. I know that I've seen enough of Tyrod Taylor. I've seen enough of the 11-year vet. 10-year, was he 10 or 11? 10 or, anyway, the veteran, the NFL veteran. I've seen enough of the NFL veteran with very, very poor, little to no production whatsoever with him calling the shots. And, you know, you hoped that with him coming back, you get a little bit of stability. And we've seen him make a couple of plays with his legs that were the difference in a ball game. But that shouldn't stop you from again, putting Davis Mills back in the game and finding out what he's learned, what he hasn't learned, and see if he can use the next six games to get significantly better, or does he stay where he's at, or does he backslide? I've seen nothing from Tyrod Taylor to warrant the level of commitment to him from David Culley, knowing this team's sitting at 2-9, the bye week's behind them. You got 6 weeks of football left. You got 6 weeks. If it's me, I'm pouring into Davis Mills as much as I can. I want Davis Mills. I don't only want to see whether Nico Collins can make that catch on fourth down. I want to see if him and Davis Mills are on the same page. I don't want to see if Nico Collins can make that catch on fourth down that they got the pass interference on that could have been a touchdown. I want to see if Davis Mills, in that same moment, I want to see if Davis Mills can process it and take the football where it needs to go. I want to see those things. And it doesn't matter that he's already been out there and all that kind of stuff. What does matter is the known here in Houston is Tyrod Taylor is not the future for this program to any degree. In any capacity, Tyrod Taylor is not in the future of this organization. Davis Mills could. Is it a backup? More than likely. Highly likely, yes. But you got to find, even if that's the case, find out what your backup's capable of doing.
Well, let me play Satan's advocate.
Never heard it put that way, but it's more the devil's advocate where I came from. I didn't know, but go ahead.
That catches your attention a lot more.
We wear cups.
Yeah.
Right?
you wear no jock strap cups. Yeah, you rip each other in the ball sack.
Let me play Satan's advocate here. Is there any concern that you potentially just crush his confidence? Like, is there any concern right now? He had a rough go of it in his six games. I mean, there wasn't a lot. There was one performance against the Patriots where you're like, all right, and that did not turn into, boy,
best
he's going to be
by
on the
a quarterback this year,
yes,
by the way.
For the Texans.
Thanks for clearing it up.
But that didn't lead to, all right, we're starting to see more. No, he had some flush it down the toilet performances even after that. Is there any concern right now that in year one you've given too much, you've pushed too much on him that maybe, this could kill his confidence?
No. Look, these two games here for me, if the Bills game didn't do it and if the Rams game didn't do it, there's one thing that I'm confident about with Davis Mills. The only thing that I'm confident about with Davis Mills is in a sense of handling adversity, ups and downs, bouncing back, being a rock, if you will, and not being too high or too low. I feel like he's got that particular part of playing quarterback. He's got that down. I don't think there's anything that can happen that's going to crush him. And look here, if it does, then he's not the dude. He's not even a backup, right? I mean, if he can't handle, hey, you got six games left, we need you to go in there and not be the reason that we lost football games. That's exactly who you want a backup to be. You need to find out again. We've already found out once it was a rough patch when the starting quarterback got hurt, right? Right now, find out again. Okay, Davis Mills, we'll give you another shot. The quarterback goes down. We're going to pretend like the starter. We're 4 years down the road here. You're still in our pipeline. You're our backup. The starter goes down. We got a chance to make the playoffs. We got six games left. Can you go in there, get us in and out of the huddle, not turn the football over, and not
even in a backup role?
Even in a backup role. I mean, that
because that's what I think he's destined to be.
Fair, that's fair.
Right now.
I don't even know if it's that. Here's the deal. You turn the football over the way you turn the football, that he's turned the football over, then you're asking him in the league, you're going to get 3 years in. That's it. Right? I mean, that's you're going to be 3 and done because nobody's going to care after 3 years that you're 6'5", 6'4", whatever he is. Nobody's going to care that you aced the Wonderlic test. Nobody's going to care that you've got a big arm and can make all the throws from the pocket. Nobody's going to care about all that, right? There's going to be cheaper dudes that they can gamble on. So I don't know if he's even going to be a backup at this point. But I know you got a bend-don't-break Colts defense. You got a Seahawks team that's struggling mightily. And you got the Jacksonville Jaguars. Those are your next three opponents. It would be nice to see what Davis Mills can do, just like it's nice to see what Nico Collins can do, Brevin Jordan, Roy Lopez, Ross Blacklock. It'd be nice to see more Lonnie Johnson at corner. I mean, even if you don't think he can play, put him out there. Let's see what he's capable of doing. Let's see if he answers the bell. He's on the team. You're 2-9. He's on the team. So don't tell me he can't do it. Don't tell me you're afraid of him moving, that you're afraid of him losing the ball game. No, put him out. He's on the team. If you're afraid of him losing, if the jury's not still out, like if they've already come back and he just can't play, then get him out of here. Right? I mean, what's the point? Yeah. Right? So. I think they ought to. I think it's interesting the commitment level to Tyrod Taylor. It's along with a couple other guys, but David Culley's just, man, he is just committed wholeheartedly to Tyrod Taylor no matter what.
Now, speaking of that, like as Clint Sterner run the show, Tyler producing this, as we're discussing, is it time for Davis Mills to jump in while they're 2-9 at this point, now losing at home to the damn Jets? Is it time? This was David Culley on will we see him and that commitment you're talking about with Tyrod Taylor.
Is there a chance we could see Mills again?
Something happens to Tyrod, you could see him.
Tyrod's healthy, he's the starter.
He's the starter.
He's your number one draft pick last year. Why is it so important to get Nico? They can't deny this. Why would you take targets away from Brandon Cooks, your best player, veteran player, face of the organization, new regime is bought in? Why would you take targets from him to get Nico Collins and Brevin Jordan looks, but not take reps from Tyrod Taylor to get Davis Mills look, who was your number one, your first pick last year in the draft? If you're willing to sit Jordan Akins, a veteran tight end with the same skill set as Brevin Jordan, reps from him.
He's inactive.
Yeah. I mean, completely took his helmet from him. why would you not do the same with Tyrod Taylor, right? Now, when we were looking at the sample size of just the Jacksonville game and half of the Cleveland game, it'd be real easy for me to get to a point and go, okay, now I know why you would go back to Tyrod Taylor.
But he's not shown that, though, Clint.
Agreed.
He's not been that guy. Like, he's 107 yards passing and 158 yards passing his last two games.
Agreed.
Right? Now it's not all on him. They don't have a running game worth a damn, and the play calling is as much as David Culley believes
fair.
That's not the problem.
100%
that's been
fair.
An issue. But still, it's not like he's not – it was one thing, you're right, when Tyrod Taylor was playing the way he was the first six quarters. That dude's not there for whatever reason. So, at this point, there's not even an argument that you can make to say, boy, Tyrod Taylor's play – has with the Texans season and where it is right now, there's not an argument to say Tyrod Taylor's play, man, he deserves and needs to be in there. Like we said, I don't believe they win the Titans game if Davis Mills is the quarterback because of the scrambling ability that he showed in those two touchdowns. But they're 2-9.
Yeah, that game's irrelevant.
That
right.
game doesn't matter. And mind you, most people here, when the draft comes next year, it's going to be pissed that they felt the need to come up and win those games and mad at the defense for getting all those turnovers. But, like, you're 2-9, and right now winning is not – it can't be the number one priority. Yeah.
I think there's four dudes in on the offensive side of the football. There's four dudes that Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby, and David Culley are 100% committed to as new regime guys. There's four of them, right? Brandon Cooks.
Absolutely.
Rex Burkhead. David Johnson, and Tyrod Taylor. You can maybe even throw Chris Conley in there. I'm just thinking about the guys that are actually getting touches. is those four guys, no matter what the hell they do.
David Johnson's bread and butter, baby.
That's it.
They're committed to him, baby.
They are going to get those guys touches. They're going to allow those guys to play poorly and still stand by. Like the fact that David Culley comes to press conferences and even shapes his mouth to say, oh, I like what our top running backs are doing. That's why nobody else is. No. Let's be honest. You need the rest of the team to view Rex Burkhead, David Johnson, Brandon Cooks, and Tyrod Taylor as starters, as contributors, as guys that because of the way they act and the way that they approach the game, you are committed wholeheartedly to them as a professional and as a starter in this league and as a big-time contributor in this league, because you ultimately don't want the young players on your team to see that they're not producing. Their actions aren't being rewarded is what I'm trying to get to. Like you've put those guys on a pedestal and said, hey, these cats right here, they do everything right off the field. Everything off the field, on the field, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. These dudes right here are what we want. And they're going to play them to the detriment of the head coach going up there and going, oh, yeah, they play great. And we all know they ain't playing great. We all know that they're not, right? No, and so
we could see it.
He's gonna just go down, with that ship of Tyrod Taylor, David Johnson, Rex Burkhead, and Brandon Cooks. And really the only one in that whole bunch that makes sense is Brandon Cooks.
Only one. Yeah, you're right. The David Johnson thing, that's the hell. I can't believe it. Like, they're going to get him. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've traded Mark Ingram and Phillip Lindsay to keep that fellow.
Hey, y'all remember I told y'all the other day that my old lady washed my AirPods?
Oh, you're going to.
Yeah, and she should have checked your pockets.
You're going to do this.
You ain't going to believe what she hit me with this morning.
Oh, no. Hopefully it wasn't another set of AirPods.
Nope. She told me she found some skid marks in my drawers.
Clint, we all have a bad day.
Oh, I ain't worried about this. I mean, I'm not above having some skid marks in my drawers now.
That's right.
The problem is
three times this week for me.
You might have a problem over here, man. hey, but it's serious. How in the hell is Lo gonna come at me about how's she gonna find skid marks in my underwear?
But not no AirPods.
But not check my damn pocket.
Well, maybe she has now heard your complaining, and now she's starting to really check through more.
But the skid marks.
Now she's really going through and checking more. This is a product. This is a product of her never allowing having to hear your mouth again.
So she mistook, babe. Will you check my pockets? Because have some money or chapstick or a pen or.
She said I'm gonna check all this.
So she's gonna cook. She's gonna check the ass end of my box.
Yep.
Okay.
And so the part that comes off of it, I'm checking your drawers. Who knows? Maybe you got something in your drawer.
She legitimately said.
I bet it slipped out.
It slipped out too, bro. She didn't even want it. It was just like we were kind of going poking fun at each other, kind of deal. And she was like, "Oh yeah, I saw them skid marks." Whoa, wait a minute. You don't feel that lump in the pocket of AirPods, but you're checking my skid marks?
I am now.
Come on, man. What are we doing here?
Maybe she felt a lump of the skid mark. Depends on how heavy it was.
That's not a skid mark anymore.
Yeah, that's not a skid mark.
Those are not the skid marks I'm claiming.
You just took a doo-doo on yourself.
No, yeah, that ain't it.
It happens to all of us.
That ain't it. My brother, God bless his soul, he carried around an extra pair of underwear in his golf bag. I came home one time. He was mid-30s, and I came home one time. I was like, hey, bro, why do you have a pair of underwear, like seriously folded up, like neatly folded up in your golf bag?
Just in case.
And like he routinely crapped himself on the golf course. And I'm like, what are we doing?
I'm 37 years old. Probably since the age of 16, I've probably thrown away six pair of drawers.
That's unbelievable.
I probably got a little too cavalier with a fart about seven times.
That's unbelievable.
And had to throw my drawers away.
That's not getting cavalier with a fart. That is crapping yourself.
Happened to me in the press box.
If you got to throw your underwear, especially with that big old crack you got. That long crack you got. Yeah,
happened to me in the press box at Kauffman Stadium. Had to throw my drawers away and do the rest of my job. Ball. No balls out, hanging deep. All right, two big stories we've learned today with the Texans. We'll discuss those coming up next. Very important.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.